Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctor of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here always to hear you and you, wherever it might be. Our desire is, amen, that to bring the truth from a grassroots level, all listeners can call in and share a biblical experience so we can all grow thereby. The subject is the healing gospel. The healing gospel. Father, we thank you, O God, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your touch and your healing. Lord, we thank you for you did a complete job. Lord, when you finished on the cross, you said it was finished. It was done for mankind. And we thank you for it. And we thank you for the things that you're doing for us now. Oh, God, as your believers and giving us a second chance. Oh, God, not only that, for grace and healing and deliverance of all mankind. And, God, we give you the glory and give you the praise. As you look on us tonight, according to your word, you say where two or three touch and agree. Matthew's 18 chapter, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. And Lord, we agree, all that calling in, oh God, give them an insight, give them a revelation, give them a solution to their problem, to their situation. God, because you know all things and you see all things, and we give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. Thank you again. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. We're here. Amen. And looking for you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our endeavor and desire always have been and will continue to hear visions and dreams. We all can share one and one and that we may grow thereby. You might get a word from the Lord. Amen. And my word and your word go together. Amen. And we come out stronger than it was before. Amen. Proverbs saying that, you know, iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. We're looking right now. We're talking about the good news. We're talking about what God has told us to tell the world. Amen. Not only God, John 3:16, but he told us to tell the world. Amen, that he loved them and he cared for them. And Jesus did a complete work. He didn't do a path work. He did a complete work. Amen. When he died on the cross, he did a complete work. And that's what we're trying to examine. Amen. If you call a friend and tell a friend to call in at 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. As always, when you call in, amen, we have our technician to type you in. You'll find us also on the web at jciministries.org at www.jciministries.org. And you go on our page and you click on Media. And you see us at Facebook, Blog Talk, which is on tonight. It'd be you screaming, the services that was going forth, you screaming. And at the bottom, if you like to support, you can click on donation. Amen. So we thank you and thank you, and we are here, and we are always express whatever Bible you have. Amen. Search it out. And whatever Bible that you're using for your study, amen, it can be different. And you have the Bible Dictionary, the Bible Concordance, amen. You can have Bibles on vocal, reading Bibles, whatever it takes to get the truth and get a good, clear understanding of the Word of God, amen. We'll start in the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. We're going to read a portion there. And Isaiah 53 says, "Who shall believe our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and he was esteemed. We esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him smitten, smitten of God and afflicted. He was bruised for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed." We're going to stop there. And we want you to notice something here. As we watch with Isaiah, one of God's major prophets, was prophesying. Amen. The scribe was writing. You notice in the fifth verse, it says, "He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with his and chastisement, our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed." Amen. Notice also Isaiah. Go from Isaiah 53 to Isaiah 61. And Jesus here. Amen. Now Isaiah again prophesying, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearts, to proclaim the liberty of the captive, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that are mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." Amen. Notice God. Here the prophet talked about the exchanging, how God, he takes away, amen, from us, but he also add, he give back. He just doesn't take things away, amen, it doesn't replace it, amen. Lord, our God, always a healer and a replacer ever since the beginning of time through his prophets, from the olden days up to now. God always have, amen, reached out to his creation. Even back in the book of Leviticus, and everything that happened to man and children of Israel, they had to go to the priest. They went to the priest, and the priest searched over them, and they bring an offering. They brought some type of sacrifice, gave it to God, and God gave them instruction concerning their healing. God gave them instructions concerning their healing. And that's where we are. That's where we are. Amen. In this study right now, we're looking at the healing gospel. Amen. What God has done and what God will do and what he will continue to do. Every perfect good and perfect gift come from the Lord. Everything. I believe everything that comes from the Lord is healing. Everything come from the Lord is healing. Amen. Man tried to get credit for certain things, but, amen, he can't get credit for what God has done. God has done, amen, he did a perfect job and a good job when he was on the cross, and he died for our sins and for our healing. In the beginning of time, amen, things that began to happen, and man was, because of his disobedience, amen, it brought immediately, amen, a consequence on man. It brought man, amen, even happened today, amen, man has a double curse on him, amen, sin and sickness because of the garden, because of disobedience, all of that came at one time, amen, sin brought disobedience and sickness, a double curse came on man. Man, amen, Jesus looked down, God looked down and saw, amen, what happened to man. And the Lord said, he said, yeah, he'll go down. Father told him to go down and redeem the world from the double curse. So Jesus came down to bring the light and hope of salvation and healing. And healing. Everywhere in the Bible. Everywhere in the Bible. You can see where, amen, Jesus was healing and delivering. Amen. In his ministry, he walked the earth. As he walked the earth, one of the studies, amen, I read a study in the gospel, the four gospels, we begin to search it out on your own, and you begin to read it yourself, amen, that Jesus did 42 healing. He performed 42 in the gospel, in the full gospel, everywhere he went. Amen. The destruction of the devil was there. And according to the God's word, amen, First John, 3rd chapter, and you'll find the Bible was saying that he came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Also, amen, in Acts 10:38, it said Jesus went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Amen. So God was showing his love and his mercy. Amen. Not only to those that, amen, you can't say, they wouldn't, the Bible didn't really say, and I missed it, this part. So maybe some of you can correct us tonight when we go through, amen, when we call in the studio, you can come in the studio and say, yes, amen, some of these people was in this denomination, with this belief, congregation of people, but the Bible didn't say that. They just said they were sick, they was blind, they was halt, they was crippled, and Jesus healed them. Jesus healed them. Amen. Word was spreading so of Jesus healing, and he took it all to the cross. Amen. He did a great job. So that same belief that people accept Christ as the Lord and Savior, that same belief is a part of their healing. That same belief. You accept Christ as a part of, as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Because he died on the cross for your sin. He died on the cross for your healing as well. He died on the cross for your healing as well. And we find that the letters, the epistle of Peter, the letter the old man Peter wrote, amen. And Second Peter talking about by his stripes, amen, we are healed. By his stripes we were healed. Amen. So God did a complete job through his son, Jesus Christ. He did a complete job through his son, Jesus Christ. If you believe in God, Jesus told Thomas, if you believe in God, you believe also in me. You believe also in me. So Jesus did a great work. He did complete work. He did all the work at one time to redeem man physically, mentally. And you hear Jesus many times. He talked to many in the parables and the Psalms. Amen. They call him in the book of John, the 5th chapter, they call him the great physician. The great physician. Amen. So what is the problem? What's the direction? What we would like to take is a little bit here, amen. Let's look at the on mankind. And I know sometimes I thank God for the Holy Spirit and His direction and His encouragement, amen. The encouragement of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God did a work not only from the beginning of time, even up to now. Even up to now. Amen. We'll make this point, then we're going to open up the lines. In Exodus 15 and 26, he said, I am the Lord thy God who healeth you. Exodus 23 and 25, he said, I will take sickness from your midst. Deuteronomy 7 and 15, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness. Psalms 107, 20, he sent forth his word and healed them. He sent forth his word and healed them. Jeremiah 30 and 17 said that, for I will restore health to you and I will heal your wounds, said the Lord. Amen. Matthew said in 8:16, he restoreth the health to all who were sick. Amen. Mark 16 and 18. And they will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover and get well. Peter 2:24 said, by his wounds we've been healed. Amen. We're talking about what God has done, the news, the good news. Amen. What God has done through his son, Jesus Christ. Things happened in the Garden of Eden, and it brought a curse, a double curse on man. A double curse on man. God saw that not only we were sick, but we were diseased, we was lost, we was in sin, we was powerless. Amen. To the works of the devil. Amen. And God sent a method. Down through 42 generations, God worked it. He worked in the system. Amen. He worked in his creation, the system, and redeemed man from, through salvation, through healing. He redeemed man. God wants us to be completely, amen. He wants us to be not only healthy, but he wants us to be saved and delivered. He does a complete job. Now, one of the situations that we find that goes on, and some of the parables you find, amen, with a lady, she was sick for many years, and you always hear about the lady with the issue of blood, amen, how she crawled, and she heard about Jesus, the healer, amen, how she did not give up. And that's where we're going to be right now. She did not give up. She tried everything. She did all she could do. But then when she saw and heard about Jesus coming by, she did not give up. Whatever it took for her to get to him, she did not give up. She was persistent. She was determined. Amen. The Bible always speaks about being persistent and persevering. Amen. Jacob, way back in the Old Testament, Jacob wrestled with the devil. Amen. He wrestled with the angel. Angel come down in the story in Genesis the second, when you get a chance. He wrestled with the angel. Amen. And he told the angel he ain't going to let him go. Amen. He talked with him and wrestled with him all night long. When the day came, amen, he asked him what he wanted to do. And he said, you need a blessing. So the angel changed his name to Israel. And that's where we are now, the children of Israel. All the 12 tribes, the children of Israel. Amen. So there are some things that, amen, we as God has a pathway for us that we don't give up. We don't give up. We don't give up so easily. Don't take down and say, okay, this is God's will. It's not God's will. It's not God's will. It's a path and a direction he leading us to be, amen, persevere, press on. Amen. Matthew 7 and 7 says, seek and you'll find, knock and the door be open. Amen. He didn't give it to no denomination, no color of people, no language of people. He didn't stop, say, okay, that's enough now. No, he's always seek, always seeking and knocking, and path is a pathway. Amen. And God give us that through his son, Jesus Christ. Paul realized, and Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. Amen. So you got to keep on pressing your way. Keep on guiding your way. God got it for you. You have to believe it's for you. Amen. And Jesus died for it on the cross. He died for it. Amen. And that should be preached. That should be taught. That should be out there. Amen. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. All right. We're going to go to the lines now. We always have, amen, some dynamic listeners, as well as, amen, those that would like to share in and ask questions. Maybe you might have a question. Maybe you have some insight you want to further. That's what we're here all about. We're a family. We come together and talk about different subjects and things that we all can grow. Always can grow and strengthen each other's faith. You can go to the line and press 1. Amen. Go to 1-855-236-2252 and press 1, and the technician will put you in. All right. Area code 305-2337. God bless you. You're in the studio. Bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
How you doing this evening?
Okay, man of God. How you and the family?
Well, we're doing fine. We're just sitting here to the table. I was listening about divine healing and what I believe in. And, you know, my testimony in 2014, the end of 2013, I couldn't even walk from here to my front door, bitch. Had breathing problems, as that's what the enemy said was trying to say. But I believe in, I'm the whale trying to get sick. That's what I believe in. And I believe in Isaiah 53:5. The wounded by iniquities, the chastised peace was put on him. By Jesus Christ's stripes, I'm healed. I'm whole. There's nothing missing. There's nothing broken. God, you made me in your image. You didn't make me to breathe like I'm breathing. Fix me, Lord. I can do all things, anything but fail, through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Now, Lord, do the impossible for me. Give me my breathing back. Give me my health back. Give me my strength back. You promised this to me in your word. And that was my prayer. It was a little more than that, but I don't want to prolong and go through all of it. But Jesus Christ has healed. I'm able to almost run today. Mm-hmm. I'm able to do a little work. I'm able to breathe, right? They finally found out and what the problem was, so I take my medication on time as best I can and do the best that I can, and I let God do the rest. Because in the Bible, that's all Jesus did was heal people and work miracles. All the way down the line from the guy where he, you know, that he did the swine when he took it out of the madman and put it in the swine and they ran and got drowned, to the lady that touched the garment. But it's impossible to be healed if you don't have faith and believe that God can do it. God can do anything but fail. That what is impossible, it's possible through Jesus Christ. And I believe it. I stand firm on it. As I would say and tell my wife, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
And that's where I'm at today. It's a good topic, and man, I'm blessed to be a listener. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Amen. That's what we're about. Amen. Taking in every little testimony. Amen. Every scripture, what you stand on, what God has done for you. You just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We always give out the area code in the last 4 digits. Amen. Of the phone. Amen. And we want to, we're here to encourage. We're here, Amen. As we talk and the Holy Spirit come in, amen, and mix all of our conversation together, and hopefully somebody would catch a testimony, catch a revelation, and a deeper understanding about Jesus. Amen. The thing that he did, amen, he went about doing good and healing all those who was oppressed of the devil. Amen. For God was with him. Amen. And those, amen, the things, that the way he healed people, the way he healed people, I think is still the same today, but more advanced. Some things are more advanced. Amen. But God is not behind. The Holy Spirit is not behind. And the church is not behind. Amen. In healing, God is ahead of everything. He just, man, sometimes man stumble in on God's method and God's medication, God's therapy, on God's diets. Amen. But it's all here. It started out in the garden. Adam and Eve, everything was beautiful. Everything. There was nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. They can eat anything. They can go any place. Amen. And God gave it to Adam and Eve. And the problem was when that fallen angel came into the garden, amen, to try to destroy God's creation, and he fooled man. He deceiver. And he's still working deception today. He's still lying today. He's still lying today. He twists things. He twists things around. Amen. Twist the word around and twist people's thoughts around. And amen. So that's why the Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. All right, we have another caller. Amen. You can push one on your phone. You can dial in at 855-255-2352. Amen. What God has done for you, what God has shown you, amen, your pathway, your direction to healing. Amen. Why we say that? Because Jesus spit on the ground. When the blind man, he spit on the ground, took the clay, and put it over the man's eyes. Put it on the man's eyes. That's in the Bible. Put it on the man's eyes and told him to go wash down there. Go wash. And when he washed, and he came back healing, came back seeing. Okay, clay, you know, in the dust of the ground, that's what you find zinc, amen, minerals in the dust of the ground. Minerals in the dust of the ground. Amen. The plants grow when they have good soil. Good soil. Amen. Plants grow when the dust of the ground and in the soil. So Jesus knew what he needed, what he lacked, what he lacked for his body, what was lacking. Amen. Amen. Then another a case that came up to Jesus, the one with the leprosy. And Jesus told him, be clean, and now go show yourself to the priest. Go show yourself to the priest. Amen. It was Old Testament time when Jesus was walking the earth. He had not gone to the cross. He was showing the love of God through his ministry. He was serving. Your ministry means serving. He was going around and speaking to people about the kingdom of God. And those that came to him, he had mercy on them. Amen. He reached out and showed the love of God, the power of God. Amen. But he did not leave out the ministries of the priesthood, and he did not leave out the work that went on before he came. He come to make it easy, come to make things easy. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We don't want to, amen, stretch out too far. It might be somebody have some wonderful thoughts, and we want to get in everybody. Ain't tonight we'll fill up in the studio. We want to get in everybody. Amen. Just push 1 on your phone. Amen. You can also view this program again, always a blog talk. You can go to Doctrine of Truth, as well as you can go to the our website. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. www.thepeacefulpearl.org. Amen. And click on media, and you'll find us there. Amen. All right. All right. God is good. God is good. And we made some statements earlier about don't give up. That's what faith. Faith is hope. Faith is hope. Don't lose your hope. Faith is substance of things hoped for. Amen. And evidence of things not seen. Don't lose your hope. That means you continue to strive towards what you want God to do for you. Matthew 7:7. I was given that. Lord, give me that early part of my ministry. Amen. He gave me that Matthew 7:7. Amen. Seek and you'll find. That's powerful. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door be open. Amen. The enemy used that. The enemy used that against the saints, against the people of God. He disencouraged them and wanted them to give up. Give up. You can't make it. You can't do this. Amen. But God got so many things he can use to restore. He restores. He restores. Amen. God will restore you. God will take, he takes nothing. He takes nothing and makes something out of it. Amen. He used your life. Amen. And you just have to believe it and keep striving. Amen. He working this natural and the supernatural. You can put them together. God can put them together. Jesus can put the natural and the supernatural together and put you on your feet. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. With all the new innovations man has today, amen, he showed man and put things together. God can put you together. Isaiah 61, the Lord said that, you know, when Jesus had this also when he went in the temple one Sunday and in the synagogue. And he opened the book of Isaiah, and he read, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearts, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the coming of the prison of them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our Lord, to comfort those that mourn. Amen. You can't see it. Amen. But Jesus knows what's going on inside of people, those that moan. Amen. To give unto them beauty for ashes. He works with that. He works with that. Amen. And the oil of joy for the in the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness and the oil of joy for mourning. He's changing here. He's taking up the prophet Isaiah, show how he's changing. Amen. He's healing. He's changing. Amen. So it's a work process. It would be a song that I heard once ago. Be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. Amen. He's working on this little song. So he's working on this old building. He working on his old building because we living in this body, amen, amen. All right. I don't want to be out here too long because we have a lot. Those that know a lot on people's heart, you might want to ask the question. The devil done told so many lies about he's not doing what he used to do. God is the same God, amen. Ericode 305. 4271. You're in the studio. God bless you. Eric Cole 305.
God bless you.
God bless you, man. God, how are you doing?
Just doing well. Just sitting here listening. And that's why Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted, those that are wounded. Mm-hmm. In other words, all us born in sin, shaping iniquity. Israel, all of them, we needed to get our minds right. We needed to change and be like God. So therefore, God put it on Jesus. And the funny thing about it, if you want it, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the amazing thing. Some have gotten the idea that God does all these things just because he's God. No. No, mm-hmm. You have to want God. And he got a sense of knowing how bad you want it. Isn't that something? It's
mm-hmm.
simple for him. But we the one have to be born again. So that's what I'm saying tonight. We need to be washed. We need to be cleansed. We need to be remade, you see. And that's what the healing comes in at. The healing is to make us whole, to make us
mm-hmm.
new. You see what I'm saying? The mind, sometimes you don't think like we ought to think. So, therefore, we need to be saved and born again. And the wonderful thing about that is that you keep on calling on God, and he won't let you down. So that's the amazing thing. Healing comes, amen, when you call on Jesus. And I just like to add that he won't fail you. You see what I'm saying? You might not know and understand like you ought, but the need, the desire in you, that right there is the healing. When you desire, God gonna always meet you. He gonna always, because that's his nature. So that's what we need tonight. The healing gospel. We don't need a pretense. You see what I'm saying? Now,
mm-hmm.
God will always come and meet you at your need. And I'm making it as simple as it is. I hear people saying, well, he wants you to do more than what you're doing. No, all he wants you to do is open up and he'll feel you. That's what I'm saying, Bishop. That's what I'm saying tonight.
All right, very good, as always. Amen, every little bit help. Amen, every big bit, a little bit. Amen, everybody have, amen, they're throwing it in the pot. Let's say we're cooking up something in the Holy Spirit. Amen, going to give us a good taste. Everybody can agree on, which we know, Jesus is for us. He is for us. That's understandable. God loved the whole world. Amen. He loved the whole world. Amen. And we're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator. Amen. And it comes down to us. It comes down to the man himself and that mind. Paul said we got to renew that mind. Amen. We got to renew it. And that's where the spiritual warfare always lies, right in the mind. The enemy throwing those thoughts and fierce things like it did with Adam and Eve. Amen. And I found out, amen, once you change your train of thought, you got it. You change that train of thought, and James said, if you resist him, he'll flee. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever thought come up and say, oh, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. Devil, you don't belong here. I don't know what this come up from. You know, and that's that warfare. Dealing with the mind. And the body got to come around. The body,
mm-hmm.
when that computer get on the right station, the body got to show up. It got to show up. Amen. So we have to identify, what like been said, we have to identify, amen, where these thoughts coming from and the information coming from. Amen. Because we know God is for us. And the Bible says, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Amen. All right. All right.
You know, the that's where it all begins, in the mind. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? In other words, mm-hmm. we as humans, we're the only one can think new thoughts. You see, we're the only one can process. And so, therefore, that's where the trouble is. You see, you can't really do what you really want to do. You see, unless God help you. You see, so that's where the failure is. If you can think and over. So that's what I'm saying. He come to live in us, so that we can think and do what we ought to do. That's healing.
All right. All right. All right. All right. God bless you. We have another caller, 954-9755. God bless. God bless. God bless you in the studio. 954-4755. Hello? Okay. All right. We have to have a technician. I think we have a call here. All right. All right. You can push 1 on your phone at 954-9755. I think we're trying to get on the air. Amen. As we're moving on, amen. You know, one of the be perseverance. I guess one of the things that people look at because of the false information put out there, amen. Jesus did, and all his prophets, amen, they did more different ways of healing. He gave out instruction. God gave out instruction as well. Elijah, amen, Naaman had leprosy. Amen. And he heard about the prophet Elijah and sent his servant. And Elijah came to Naaman, the captain of the Syrian host, and back in 2 Kings 5 and 10. And when Elijah came through there, amen, he told Naaman to go down to the river and dip 7 times. Amen. He didn't put his hand on him. He didn't speak a word to him. He said, sent his servant, sent a word to him. And Naaman got all upset. Naaman said, hold on now, hold on. I'm the captain of the Syrian host, and I've seen things that he did, but now he's going to tell me. He's not going to even come in and address me. And thank God he had some good people around, and his servant begged and said, Master, you got leprosy. And, you know, I'm just ad-libbing a little bit, but Master, you got leprosy. Amen. And his word is good, you know. And she talked with him. And Naaman went on down to the river and dipped 7 times and came up clean. You know, sometimes God can give a word through other people to come to you and tell you about your healing, maybe through therapy. Amen. And you've been praying and ask God. You believe in God. You accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you've been telling him about your condition. And someone can come by and encourage you to go to therapy. Go to therapy. Be involved in these kind of treatments. So God can use all. He can use it all. You use medication. You use operation. You can use therapy. In medicine and all of it, you know, it's rebuilding you, because the human body is very difficult. So God, he has it all. He has it all. Amen. He's all. Jesus rose from the dead. He said, I got all power in heaven and in earth. Amen. In all the ways in the scriptures, and you begin to study his approach. When Jesus came in, amen, all kind of people came to Christ. All, they followed him. They followed him, and he delivered. He delivered them. Some of this, their mind was oppressed of the devil. Amen. Mental problems was going on, and Jesus delivered them. The devil is behind a lot of mental situations of worration and fear and threat. Amen. You need to change your mind. Sometimes change your environment. Amen. Stop looking at fear and doubt. Whatever you program your mind with, it'll stay there until you get something else. It'll pop up when you don't want it because we still live in this natural body. We still live in this environment. We still live in this environment. Amen. Amen. So be persistent. Perseverance. You know, press on. Don't give up. Don't give up. Sometimes it falls right in that area, amen, that you take pity on yourself. Amen. Sometimes we just fall in that area, and you know it's common. And Elijah was a great man of God, great man of God. Amen. He got discouraged. Yes, he did. He got discouraged. Amen. Paul even said, amen, when Elijah got discouraged, he went away and amen, and he began to say, Lord, they done killed all the prophets. I'm the only one left, and Jezebel after me. Amen. And God corrected him. Said, hold on now. Hold on. You're not the only one left. You're not the only one. You're not the only prophet around here. Now, hold on. I got some more. I got 100 or more. Amen. So the devil would try to discourage you, say, you're the only one left. Nobody love you. Nobody care. But the words they seeking you'll find. Knock and the door be open. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen him. Yes, don't give up. Don't give up. There are many examples of people. Amen. Jesus told a parable about persevering. Amen. About the man. His neighbor came to him and told him, say, listen, I need some bread. My house, I got visitors coming. Amen. In St. Luke, the 11th chapter and 8th verse, he said, you know, he suggested, listen, I got people coming at midnight knocking on this door. I need 3 loaves of bread. I need 3 loaves of bread. I got unexpected company coming, and I got no food in my house. I'm in problems. I got a situation here. And he kept knocking and begging and knocking, and the neighbor gave him some bread, not because, amen, he just got tired of the man, but what, he had problems. And the man, he wanted the man to end up, go home and just get out of his house, amen, and he gave him some bread, amen. He didn't give up. He didn't give up. Amen. It's a powerful story. He didn't give up. Amen. So we got to keep seeking and knocking and going and pressing in. God will answer you. He will answer you. He'll tell you something. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Another lady, amen, her daughter, her son was in prison. And the judge came around. She always go up to the judge. She go up to the judge. And the judge keeps seeing her. And keep telling her to leave, and they put her out. The bailiff put her. They put her out. She kept coming. And one day she came up there and get it. And the judge said, "Listen, the old lady out there, judge, she out there again. All right, devil, come on in and bring her on in here. Bring her on in here. Listen, I'm tired of you, old lady. I'm tired of you, and I ain't scared of nobody, God or nobody. But I'm tired of you coming up in my coat." How do you come about it out here? Amen. I'm going to go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to deliver him. Take him out of jail. Go ahead and get him out of here. I'm tired of you bothering me. So God knows there's something about not giving up. The devil don't give up. Every time you turn around, you're thinking everything is peaceful. Here come a problem. Here come a situation. Amen. So beat him down with prayer. Beat him down with prayer. Resist him and talk back. So you ain't got nothing to do with You know, you're tired of this situation. You don't want this to happen no more. Amen. Be kindly, if it's somebody else, in a nice way, reject them. But in the prayer, be persistent. Amen. You can get angry in prayer. James said, the prayer of the saints. All right, area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271.
You know,
God
bless you. We have to deal with the strength of God. That's really what he wants, because our humanity works on us. You know, everybody that our love is so strong, because every man, woman needs love. Isn't that something?
Yes,
and
sir.
What we need really is God. See, we have to let our minds register. Sometimes we have to examine ourselves to see what we be in the faith, because we need healing. So God sent the gospel, and he gave it to men to speak utter words in the, as you said. You see, it's all fixed, you see, for the whole world. It's all fixed. But what you only got to do is step into it, because the gospel is alive, you see. It's wholesome. So that's what I'm looking at. I see sometime I be calling on the Lord, and I be saying, Lord, I need this and I need that. And the funny thing about it, God's love is so strong, he's showing me somebody else. And that's up. And sometimes you bless somebody else, and they go your fix. he's so great. You start calling out for talking about for your son and all that. You see what I'm saying? Your needs and your desires, and God will be showing you what the man down the street needs, you see. So that's the funny thing about it. He don't want you wrapped up in self-pity, and that's where your mind got to be transferred, because hard times are here. You know, all kind of old viruses and all kind of old diseases, some stuff out there the doctor don't know anything about. But I tell you what, he told us, he said Jesus. And you could say things sometimes. I said something to a lady one time. I says, she's talking about a stomach and all this, and a little simple thing. I heard the Holy Ghost says, tell her she needs to sit down and eat breakfast. You see what I'm saying? Get off the coffee, and things are going to working for you. I told a guy who had who was gay, and he was talking, and I said, listen. I said, you can't get off of what you own. I said, it's too strong for you. I said, but I tell you what, you can call on Jesus, and he'll break that thing off of you and set you free. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because God is just what it says, the healing gospel, the practice of healing us. That's what God is all about. Thank you, Bishop.
All right, very good, very good. Amen. Amen. For myself, amen. Yeah, people are always here. Every now and then I say, the Lord told me many years ago, I asked him what was wrong, where I was down and out, and he said, your diet is wrong, your diet. Amen. Sometimes we don't eat enough. Some of us be on these diets, and we be on this long-term fasting, and when we come out, we don't eat right. And sometimes we feel that the enemy tells you, you got to fast when you don't have to fast. And we feel that we got to work through something. Amen. You can't give your body to be burned to please God. Faith pleases. Without faith, Bible says impossible to please him. Amen. So God, we can't buy him them now. We can't buy him. Influence him. We have to just have to live right. Live right. He answers. If you pray, put prayer in it, amen, and believe him that he's still alive, Amen. That God's still alive. Heaven still lives. All this trials and tribulation and trouble everywhere. Amen. People are going through things they never thought they would go through it. Never thought we were going through. A lady told me once she never thought she never had a bad credit. Never had bad credit. Never had a problem with money. And some people ain't never been in this position. They never have. They always had a house, a home, but now they find themselves without that. Amen. We have to search ourselves, renew our mind, and build soul in our spirit and mind, as though Paul say, live as though we got everything, but live as though we don't have nothing. You know, but we got Jesus. We got Jesus. And once we got Jesus, amen. Once we got Jesus and know you have him, know he on your side, amen. Like the brother, the pastor was saying, amen, amen. James saying in 5 and 16, and we're getting ready to go to prayer. James said, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Sometimes you might have to get ugly. Sometimes you might have to, in your closet, in your room, you have to be determined, and amen. Get a little upset up in the spirit. This, you know, and just tell that devil, get out the way. You ain't got time. Amen. You here? You mean business? Amen. And get strong and persevere. Wrestle like Jacob. Wrestle with that prayer. Amen. If you have to go back again, go back 5 or 6 rounds in it. Amen. Just stay in it. Amen. Some say pray until something happens. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Paul said pray all day. Pray every day. Amen. Be in the throne room with God. All right, we need 2 callers very quickly. Let's press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. And all right, 850-2337.
Father God, once again, we pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, we pray for divine healing. We pray for a sound mind, a beautiful spirit, and a strong heart. Lord, we ask you to give us the strength we need day by day. Lord, you said we'll be renewed like an eagle. Lord, you'll give us the strength and the things that we desire. We pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit to fall upon us, to guide us and lead us on this earth. For Lord, we love you. We pray for divine healing. By Jesus Christ's stripes, we're healed, we're whole. There's nothing formed against us that will prosper. No weapon. For Lord, the battlefield is not ours. It's yours. We ask you, Lord, to give us a sound mind tonight, a beautiful spirit, and a strong heart. We pray for our wives, our fiancés, our parents who's gone on to glory, and the many, many people that made this day possible for us. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling. And bring us before the throne of mercy, spotted like we are, and mold us into what you want us to be. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
All right, we can go for one more short prayer. One more short prayer. Less than a minute. Go right ahead. 271.
Dear Lord, we are grateful for what we are hearing tonight. We thank you for your presence even in this show. Thank you for Bishop and his efforts. We ask you, oh God, to keep him and make him strong, strengthen his legs in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for breaking the yokes in our lives, setting there the captive free. We know, God, and we trust you because you are able to keep the word. We just bless you for your favor in this show and those that are listening. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Psalms 118, verse 25. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Psalms 118, verse 25. Lord, we're in agreement, Matthew 18, chapter, where 2 or 3 touch and agree. What is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. We bind all sickness in heaven, you bind it here on earth. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you till next time.